Again, thank you for coming today. Thanks for having us come up and share with you. And it's always a pleasure to come back home and then be able to share the music. So anyway, join us with the first song here. It's Congregational, In Christ Alone. Please stand and join us.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Singing. You may be seated.
Heavenly Father, we're just thankful for another day that we can gather like this just to worship you, even though the weather isn't as nice as we'd like, but yet we're thankful, Lord, for blessing us with the rain and the crops and everything that's going on with that, Lord. And we just pray that we might have a good time in fellowshipping together again this morning. And Lord, right now we want to lift up to you those that were baptized last week, and we just pray, Lord, as they're in their young lives, that they may be able to stand up for you, and we as individuals might be there right ready to back them up and encourage them on in their spiritual walk, Lord. And we think of, too, the Bible school coming up and all the individuals that helped out with that or will be helping out. We just pray, God, you'll have your hand in that and that we might have a good time in teaching these youngsters, and they might go home and tell their parents, and that they might, the little sparks that is put into their lives, that it might bring forth abundant fruit later on in their growing years, Lord. So we bless our Bible school that it might go good and everything might turn out to honor and glorify you. And also we think of this youth rally, Lord, that is being started tonight, Lord. We just pray, first of all, we're going to pray for good weather, Lord, because that's a big thing when you have a youth group like this, and it sounds like it's going to be as far as forecasting, but Lord, at the same time, we just pray for safety, we pray for fun, and that they also might be spiritually blessed as they come to this rally and have a good time together. Just be with all those that have put all the work into it right now and all the work that's still being need to be taken place, Lord. Just be with especially Ed and Dee, as they arranged all this and it took effort to open up their place, and just bless them, Lord, through it all. And two, we think of our pastor and his family. If they're not with us this morning, they're out relaxing and having a good time. I just pray, Lord, you just bless them and just give them safety coming back home. And we just pray that they might have a good time. So, Lord, as we go through the rest of this service, I just pray, God, you'll just go with us and just bless us as we continue on in this area. And right now, we want to thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, right now I'm going to turn it over to Mark and his family as they're going to share with us in singing and whatever else. And
all right, but it's not about us, right? It's about Jesus. So we have Elizabeth and Anna Marie today. I'm Mark. You can call me Mike if you want, or anything else. Anyway, my wife is home. Our other daughter is down in Texas going to school. So that's, you know, as you get older and kids get spread out, but I'm glad these two are with me right now. Anyway, I like to share, a lot of our songs are based on scripture. Feel free to sing along. If you want to sing along, you're welcome to. I was asked earlier. And feel free if you know the songs to join us. They're all originals, so you probably haven't heard them on the radio or anywhere else, but they are available back there, some CDs later. I like to introduce our music with the verse, because a lot of our music is rooted in God's word, and that's the most important part of what we're doing today, is just God's word and letting that minister to our hearts and to our souls. And the first song, Romans chapter 11, 33 through 36, says, "Oh, the depth of both the riches and wisdom of the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor, or who first has given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." And our first song is called "Christ is All."
From him and through him and to him are all things. From him and through him and to him are all things.
What's so hidden that Christ cannot see? What's so far away? It's somewhere Christ can't be. Moving living water or hearts of kings. Jesus Christ is Lord of everything. Nothing is random, nothing is unplanned. From the rising of a nation to its fall. Nothing is random, nothing is unplanned. Even seasons, storms obey the Master's call. Christ is all.
From him and through him are all
song, or passage. You know, think about Mary and Joseph, and they have this baby Jesus. They have God that they raise. And these are some of Mary's words from Luke chapter 1, 46 through 49. And Mary said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And this song is called "Holy is His Name." So these songs are, isn't it a technology? How many of you like technology?
Whoa.
that's what it should be, right? Sometimes you love it and sometimes had some issues this morning, but things are good. These songs are, Anna does her composing, so computer putting all these nice little tunes together. She does a nice job with it. Anyway, our next song from Acts 4:12 says, "And there's salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There's one name that's above every name, right? Every name is down here, but there's one name that's over every name. That name is Jesus. Okay, this song is called "Hero."
Even through the ages, a hero stands so tall, doing what just can't be done by answering God's call. Now we need a hero, a champion to be. And if the gauntlet's thrown my way, Jesus, work in me. So I can be a David, Daniel, Deborah, make me like Paul and Peter too. Slaying giants, facing lions, humble, wise, and true. I wanna be Elizabeth and Joseph, make me like John and Mary too. But most of all, Lord Jesus, please make me more like so tall. Jesus did what can't be done by answering God's call. Now we need a hero, a champion is he. And when the gauntlet's thrown my way, Jesus work in me. So I can be a David, Danny, Deborah, make me like Paul and Peter too. Slaying giants, facing lions, humble, wise and true. I wanna be Elizabeth and Joseph, make me like John and Mary too. But most of all, Lord Jesus, please make me more like you.
Honor served you day and night, Jonathan could love and fight, Moses got to part a sea.
Make me like Paul and Peter too. Slaying giants, facing lions, humble, wise and true.
I wanna be Elizabeth and Joseph, make me like John and Mary too. But most of all, Lord Jesus, please make me more like you.
There's no hero like you.
Romans chapter 5 and verses 5 through 8. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This next song is called Calvary Love.
An angry word, an unkind thought. Is this the way that Jesus taught? Chose to die, very few understand.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." Imitators of God, that's pretty hard. But we can follow his examples, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. This next song is called "Jesus Loves You."
You say you're running out of options. You think this world is dark and cold. You've got so much locked up inside. You feel you might explode. Don't hold it in. Pour it out to him. Don't keep your heart. Give it to him. Every precious part. Don't you know he loves you? Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
He's everything you've always wanted. He's drawn your picture on his hand. He's had his holy eye on you before the world began. Run to him. Feel the joy begin. Trust him now. Ask him to, and he'll show you how. Don't you know he loves you? Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Didn't miss that, did you? Jesus loves you. Isn't that an awesome thought? And more than a thought, it's a reality. Jesus is abundant love. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. And think about when you read this, it's amazing to think that God created light. I mean, with the 6 days of creation, literal days, he created light. You know, and then in eternity, God is going to be light. There won't be a need for a sun or a moon or a star or anything else. And we'll talk about that more later too. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. "For God, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." The song is called "Shine Like the Moon."
Tell your dazzling love, they fight the night, reflectors of your glory, the varied voice of every star. It's the silent song of galaxies, but I'm a stranger to such high degrees of worship. At my closest, I'm so far, I want to shine like the moon, reflecting the sun. Shine like the moon. trees clap to praise from baby girl and boy. The earth sings while its counterpoint stays still. I wanna shine like the moon, reflecting the sun in every phase of life. The image of what Christ has done. Don't let me burn like a star, consumed by my own ways, dancing only to your tune. Illumined solely by your face, make me shine like the moon.
You know, I know there are three different needs here, and there are needs everywhere in this room, right? We're needy people. Is that true? And so we try to have a variety of songs here because it's our hope, it's our prayer that each song might minister to someone, hopefully. And because that's why, you know, we have the variety here, plus God's word, that's awesome. And thinking about how God works. Our next song is called But God, and the verses with this talking about, you know, if we look out throughout our lives, but look out through eternity or look out through the Bible and think about situations that were seemingly impossible, but then God steps in, whether it's the Red Sea or a huge wall on a fortified Jericho or whatever. But God does things as always, controlling his universe. Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 1 through 5. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. That's where we were. And Ed, thanks for ministering to me. It's amazing. I'm bringing my family down here to minister, and I've been ministered to so much already today and yesterday. Yesterday, Andrew, we sang for, he couldn't make it, and he ministered to us, and just his desire to serve God and his brother-in-law getting saved, and what an awesome thing. And this morning, with my brother, my brother-in-law, Jack, and talking about him and how he ministered and helped George Flipiak and sharing with him. And, you know, we all share in different ways. And we all have different ways we can minister, no matter how big or small. And so that was an encouraging for Jack. And then Ed telling his testimony this morning. And I've just been so encouraged. You know, I'm supposed to be down here overflowing to you, right? And I've been ministered so much just by just three individuals were just telling me just their life and what they've done and what they're doing. And, you know, we're all different parts of the body. And it's just amazing how, you know, there's you know, you think, what good is that toenail on my little toe? but it's significant. We're all significant when we're doing what God's called us to. You know, we're not significant when we're out doing what our former life, what these first couple of verses are talking about, but what God has planned for us. So continuing, I think you read the first couple of verses there. So among them, you two all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, or we all formerly lived, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. That's where we were. This world seems like there's a lot of wrath in it. You know? But verse 4, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And this song is called, But God.
They threw the dreamer in a pit till they had time to kill. But God just used their evil to accomplish his goodwill. The next time they saw Joseph, his brothers bowed in dread. They never dreamed this ruler was the boy they'd wanted dead. But God saved every tear. His love cast out fear. There should have been wasted years, but God redeems what is his. That's how he is. God, because of his name, transforms the pain. There may not seem much to gain, but God works all things for good.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 and 8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. Lavished in abundance that God has given. The song is called Because I'm His. ¶¶
We may not share the same time or space. We may have lived our lives in a different place. But when the story is told, as far as I can see, what Jesus did for them, he might as well have done for me.
I was the thief on the cross,
condemned by guilt and doubt.
The woman at the well
thought I could talk my way out.
I lay sick on a cot.
I couldn't lift a finger.
We're chained in a jail.
Then Jesus saved me, go figure.
Is that what I've done?
He lavished his forgiveness.
It's who Jesus is.
Jesus.
Old things passed away. I'm living today because I'm his. New things have come. The old self is gone. Because I'm his. You may not know, or you may not dare. You might think you're alone, or maybe God doesn't care. White, black, rich, or poor, it makes no difference who. What Jesus did for me, he can as easily do for you. I was the thief on the cross,
condemned by guilt and doubt.
The woman at the well
thought I could talk my way out.
Next song is called Saint Indeed, and we've all lost loved ones. And you know, I'm a school teacher, teach science, public school, and just had a one of my former students just had a an aneurysm and died this couple weeks ago. And it's always pretty sad for me to think about. He's a Christian guy, and he was not afraid of sharing Jesus. And that's the good hope, even though we miss people that have gone. our verses with this song, 1 Corinthians 15:55 through 57, say, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a great victory in Jesus, and this song is called Saint Indeed.
When we lose someone we love, nothing seems the same. There's some relief on our knees, still we cry that dear saint. Heaven. Father's throne. We'll be saints indeed. We'll be saints indeed.
Revelation chapter 22. Now we're jumping ahead in future. That's the hope, right? So, I hope these songs encourage. You know, there's lots of things that we're hoping that would be encouraged by. And this song here is a great song. Essence of Joy is the name of it. And the verses with it, chapter 22, verses 1 through 5 from Revelation. Then he showed me, so God's showing John here. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life. There's a tree that grows on both sides of this river. It comes together. It's pretty cool. Okay, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They'll see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. That's a great hope to look forward to. The name of the song is Essence of Joy.
Through a city where no one is hurting, holy and beautiful, shining like gold, with a river whose waters of life are like crystal, flowing from the throne. It's the essence of joy. It's the essence of joy. There's no need of the sun or the moon. Glory of God and the Lamb of the Lamb now will shine, and the nations shall walk by its light in the daytime, for there shall be no night. It's the essence of joy. It's the essence of joy. The tree of life bears 12 kinds of fruit. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations, and there shall no longer be any curse before the throne of God and the Lamb. We servants shall serve him. It's the essence of joy.
His name shall be on our
forehead. It's the essence of joy.
Lord God shall alone.
It's the essence of joy. Of joy. It's the essence 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 of joy.
That's the essence, right? That's going to be true. On that day. Hey, everyone, start over. Sometimes when I preach or talk, you know, I'm more used to talking to 7th and 8th graders. So if you understand a 7th and 8th grader, then you are genius. But my brain kind of functions about like that, so I like those kids, even when a lot of people don't. Anyway, so please, with that in mind, if you would please pray for me. You know, there's a lot of people, some teachers that have given up on this group that's going to be 8th grade this year. And And I have not given up on them. And with this distance learning we had, I'm way off track right now, this spring. Communication was different. Thank God that our school had computers for each kid, which was a real blessing, because we could do more things. And so, but I spent so much time on the phone and emails to kids and a different kind of communication that in some ways was kind of good. Some ways was not, but there were a bunch of kids that I really was kind of able to minister to in different ways. And I'm hoping, and I want to, you know, have all these kids' phone numbers. And so I'm going to start bugging them here in about 2 weeks before school gets going and just talking and seeing. So if you'd pray for me, just being able to connect with these kids that feel like nobody wants to connect with them. You know, they're just have needs like us. They're needy. And so please pray for me. Sometimes I preach, I'm preaching a lesson, and it's kind of for me and my family, that because it's something I want us to be achieving. And our lesson today is about attitude. And so I want to have a better attitude so I can have a better harmony with God, with my family, with the people I work with what I'm doing, with where I'm at in life. And so the main passage and a question for today is, how do we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation? And it was crooked and perverse in Paul's day as he's written to the Philippians, and it's crooked and perverse in our day. It's always been, right, since the Garden of Eden. There's been sin, and there's been this issue to deal with. And so our main passage, again, to think about with that particular statement about being crooked and perverse and how to obviously turn from that, Philippians chapter 2 and verses 14 through 16 says, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Whoa, we could stop right there. I know I could, because, we're a nice little family up here singing, right? And sometimes when we're singing, we say, put on your happy face, because, we aren't perfect. Anyway, I could tell lots of stories about things that we don't need to talk about today. Anyway, do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain. And so Paul is encouraging these folks to endure, to run in the midst of the world that they were living in, and us in the midst of the world that we are living in. So the question is, how do we live? How do we survive? How do we fly like with eagle's wings? How do we run that race and press on and all those good words that Paul spoke? How do we do that? We do it with God's help, of course. And, you know, I think of without Jesus, where would I be? Well, I'd be in one of two places right now if I didn't have Jesus Christ in my heart. I'd be either dead or I'd be in jail. Because what other purpose? I mean, I'm just amazed at how good people actually are. You know, we think that the world is so corrupt. Deep in my bad mind, my old self, I think of so many things that I would do if I were not a Christian. Because, you know, if you don't have Jesus, if there is no God, if there's no purpose, really, then it's just me, right? And all you, right, are what I'm going to eat, right? Dog eat dog, right? Because why, right? If there is nothing, no God, then why would I not live for anything but just me? But that's not the case. There is a God, and he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And so we do have a greater, greater purpose, a much greater purpose. I like to use acrostics, you know, whether I'm teaching school or here this morning. An acrostic, we make a little word that helps us remember something bigger. For example, if you took a book of Jonah, four chapters. In chapter one, you know, God tells him to go to Nineveh, and he's fleeing. In chapter two, he's inside the great fish. In chapter three, God gets his attention, and he serves. And then chapter four, he's watching to see what's going to happen, and he's under the hot sun. So flee inside, serve hot. The word fish is a little thought to remember Jonah, kind of in a nutshell. And the word, I mean, and you could use this. I mean, this is a great little study thing you do for youth group or whatever, with giving kids a, you know, break them up in groups, and you could say, okay, you're going to take this book, and it has four chapters like Philippians does, and make a word. You know, it could be any little word, and then think about themes from each chapter, and then make your little acrostic to remember what is in that book. So the word we're going to use for the four chapters in Philippians is the word love, L-O-V-E. So our first word is just that, love. And chapter 1 in verses 9 through 11 says, "And this I pray," and again, when Paul introduces his book, as most of his books, all of his books, he always identifies with Jesus. He wants them to catch that message. And that's the message that is here this morning. We want you to catch Jesus. If you did anything today or remembered anything, right? So tomorrow you're thinking about, what did we do yesterday? We went to church. Well, there's some people from Minnesota. What did they do? They talked about Jesus. Hopefully you remember that we talked about Jesus and the hope that's in him. Anyway, chapter 1, so love is our word, L is our letter. And chapter 1, verses 9 through 11 says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may be able, or that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ." He wants their love to abound, to become greater, to exceed, to not be stagnant or plain. Think about John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." You know, memorize that, but then to really think about it and pull this apart and think about this love, this infinitely great gift that God has given us in his Son, Jesus Christ. He gave him. Okay? And also think about the word in that passage that says about excellence. This is what we need to be discerning, right? Good, bad, ugly, right? Discerning in order that we can approve the things that are excellent. Right? There are many things in the world that are what? Not excellent. Over there. Right? How do we approve the things that are excellent? Over here. Perfect example was Jesus Christ. And he's our example. You know, we sang earlier, right? Songs about Jesus, right? And having that attitude of obedience. And so, what do you think our next word is? Obedience, right? L-O, love, obedience. So obedience, and then the chapter 2, has a great passage there, the first four verses, talking about the golden rule and about putting others first, in chapter 2 of Philippians. And then in verse 5 it says, "And have this attitude," okay, again, we talked about a theme for today is what's our attitude, "have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Obedient. Humble. Jesus' example. And he emptied himself. All right, so I'm a science guy, right? And so we measure things, right, and we do volumes. I was thinking about this word emptied. I mean, sometimes particular words get our attention. And I was thinking about how much could Jesus pour out? Okay, he emptied himself, right? How did he do that? How much, what's the volume? The ocean? The universe? You know, you think about sand and the seashore and depth of the ocean, all these things. But he emptied himself. He gave that abundance. It's an interesting word to think about. Love, obedience, chapter 3, value. And I'm kind of cruising through a little bit of this. But what's the value that Jesus Christ is? Verse 7 from chapter 3, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Think about that, the value, a surpassing value of knowing Christ. How much is he worth? You know, think about what do we put, what are things we put worth on in our day? Well, think about time. Think about gifts, abilities, and things that you have that you can do. You know, we must, if we spend time doing things, they must have significance of value for us, right? And so what's the value of things that we do during the day? And obviously, you know, we work and we do our daily activities and our routine, but is Christ on our mind as we're doing those things, right? I have a job, you know, we work. But then as we're doing that, are we connecting with Jesus throughout the day? And it just seems like the more I do this with my life, just looking at little things, like, you know, you're out in the garage and a wrench falls on the floor and it just about hit my foot. Thank you, God. Right? I mean, just being in a communion with God throughout the day, it hit my foot. Endure it, okay? Right? Sometimes one happens, sometimes the next thing happens. But enduring those things and being in that fellowship with Jesus, right? It's not just that we pray once in a while, but being in, we can't, I mean, my wife, you know, usually the first thing my wife and I do in the morning, we wake up and, you know, maybe brush our teeth or whatever, and then we'd pray, some time to pray. And usually the last thing before we go to bed at night, we're praying together. And 31 years, never a fight we couldn't get through, right? I mean, we love each other, and sometimes you have issues with each other, but you don't give up, right, on your spouse or your family, right, or this family here, believers, right? We endure, we hold each other up, and that's what we do. What's the first letter? Love. Second? Three? Very good. A for the day. All right. And our chat, a last one, an E word. I think it's a good spiritual E word. Everything. What? Everything. And everything by prayer. Chapter 4 and verses 5 through 7 says, "Let your gentle spirit be known to all men." I remember earlier we said about disputing and quarrels and those things. Now we're saying, let your gentle spirit. Paul's saying, you know, be gentle. "Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus." So pray, another really small word, but so extremely significant for our lives. Love. Obey, obedience, yeah. Value that gift that we have, the surpassing value. And in everything by prayer. And there's your little nutshell from Philippians. Just a great book. And there's other words. It's not just all about lovey-dovey, right? It's love, this godly, this agape love. Love that's hard sometimes, right? It's challenging to love. And so that's a word. There's a lot of other good words we could use from Philippians. That's the one that I chose for today. Funny, a lot of time to prepare. I was like, hope we're going to have enough. Okay, got a whole bunch here. Anyway, so in closing, just remember, if you remember Jesus, right? Take Jesus home today and every day, day after day. And just the great love that's abounding through him. And hold on, let's pray. God, we thank you for your word that's awesome. That's perfect as you are, and we just pray you would help us take hold of it with a good diligence every day. Just thanks for ministering it to us every time we look at it, and every time we memorize it, and every time we think about it. So thanks for this church, and thanks for them allowing us to be here, and just pray you would encourage all of us to run the race that you have called us to. And just thanks for your goodness, God. In Jesus' name, amen.